This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rob Brown Show continues. It's the Fan Upstate. The final hour of the show starts now. Welcome back. Good to have you, friends. Rob, the great one, Lonzo, and you. Renewal by Anderson to the Carolinas Fan Phone, 844-326-3663. That's 844-F-A-N-F-O-N-E. If you want to get at us that way, you can text us 71-307. Start your text with Fan, F-A-N, 71-307. Start your text with Fan, F-A-N. We will read them on the air. Tweet me at the Rob Brown Show. Tweet Lonzo at Lonzo on a word. Tweet us all at the Fan Upstate on Twitter or X or whatever you want to call it. And use the Ray Memorial Hotline. Go to the Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Put it on all of your digital devices. Go to the Fan Upstate page. Click the little rectangular with curved sides button that says leave a voice message and leave a voice message. 30 to 60 seconds. Say whatever you want to say, however you want to say it. I will clean it up, edit it, and get it on the air. It is your opportunity, my dear friends, to make yourself an even bigger part of the show. And yes, we absolutely do want you to take full advantage of the Ray Memorial Hotline on the Odyssey app. Go to the Fan Upstate page and make yourself a bigger part of the show than you have ever done before. Texter said, corn chip. Text the show. He said, Rob, I think it's Florida in general. I spent 8 months near Tampa and was miserable. Tampa's not bad. I tell people go to St. Pete. St. Pete's better. Go across the bridge over into St. Pete, Ybor City, kind of that area. That's a hell of a lot better area to hang out in. Tampa's not bad, but if you want to go to Florida, you got to go to one extreme of the other. Yeah, you got options. You can go to the beaches in the Florida Panhandle where I grew up, Pensacola, Fort Walton Beach, Destin, et cetera, et cetera. You go to that area, the beaches over that way are absolutely beautiful. They're untouchable, all right? You can go to Orlando, obviously hit up the theme parks, Disney World, Universal, whatever, SeaWorld, all that area. Orlando's not bad, but it is pricey. You're going to spend a bunch of money, but if you got it and you want to go have some fun, obviously Orlando around the theme parks. Pretty good way to do that. Or you got to go down to South Florida. You got to go to Miami, South Beach. Why, it is beautiful. You want to talk about the beach, the culture, the music, the food, the ladies. Miami is absolutely untouchable. Or if you want that, but you want it a little bit more of a relaxing area. If you want a spot that's a little bit more laid back, chilled out, relaxing, maxing all cool, Key West is untouchable. Key West is gorgeous, man. You want to talk about seafood?
So the Beach Boys were telling the truth.
Oh, forget Kokomo. Key West is where you want to be. All right. Kokomo's great because it rhymes better in the song. Key West is where
you say the Florida Keys, which is, I guess, is where Key West is.
To the Florida Keys. There's a place. Siesta Key's great. That's another great. Siesta Key's like Key West, but it's even more laid back than Key. Key West is busy, right? It is absolutely busy. But the food's phenomenal. The local. Yeah, you know what Key West is? Key West is Nashville for people who want to be Jimmy Buffett. And it's untouchable. It's a phenomenal place to be. So it's not Florida in general, but Tampa's just like barely above Jacksonville. Texas said, did Rob get his heart broken in Jacksonville or what? My God. Yeah, I did.
Wow.
But I want you to know.
Good call.
I want you to know. No, that's exactly correct. I've never hidden that.
Dude, I was being sarcastic towards the texter. Yeah. I know. You've said it many times. It might be we get new listeners.
When I was there, I moved there for a girl. The girl ended up doing the shefty with a number of other dudes when I was there. All right? It was not ideal. Now, it is also, it turned out, the best thing that's ever happened to me, because what happened there led to me being here. What happened there led to me having this incredible job, working with these incredible people, and meeting my incredible wife is the best thing that's ever happened to me. So, granted, I'm glad it happened, but I need you to know that's the most soul-crushing, lacking in everything. There's no good food in Jacksonville. There's no good meat. Like, the only good things that have ever come out of Jacksonville, Florida, there's like a couple of bands that came out of Jacksonville, Florida. Limp Bizkit came out of Jacksonville, Florida. Yellow Card, Shinedown, who else? There's a couple more. Molly Hatchet and Lynyrd Skynyrd. Both came out of Jacksonville, Florida. Red Jumpsuit Apparatus came out of Jacksonville, Florida. Widespread Panic came out of Jacksonville. They have put up a couple of good bands. But do you know what every one of those bands do when they make it? They leave.
Yeah, I've never heard of the Red. That's the only one I have.
That's a pretty niche sound, is what that is.
Is it recent or it's just
my college days? Okay. I think yes. My college days.
All right, so not recent.
Yeah. Yeah, that sucks. Texter said, Uncle Jesse told me that Kokomo was right off of the Florida Keys.
See, that's what I was saying.
There's a place called Kokomo. That's where you want. Uncle Jesse and the Rippers, a.k.a. the Beach Boys. All right? The real Uncle Jesse and the Rippers. All right, that's enough Uncle Jesse and the Rippers. That's enough Beach Boys talk. There's never enough Beach Boys talk. I could talk about the Beach Boys for hours. Love the Beach Boys.
We need a theremin in here so we both can learn how to play it.
I don't hate that. I did have my one time. I went to Key West one time, so now I want to learn how to play steel drum moment.
Oh, those look like fun. They really do.
They are. The problem with the steel drum is you have to know music theory to work one. I'm too dumb to get music theory. I love music. I love playing music, but when I learn guitar, I'm like, show me where put fingers make happy sounds.
So steel drum is like a round xylophone, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
so pretty much.
Okay, all right.
It's got spots you hit to make it make the happy sounds. And I'm when I learn guitar, like the G chord to me, I can't be like, oh, this is that note and this is that. I go, this finger there, this finger there, this finger there, strum, make good noise. Like that's how I play guitar.
That's how I play keyboard, so yeah, why not?
That's how I play guitar. All right, that's enough of that. What else do we need to get to on the show today? What haven't we gotten to yet? We talked some, that's right. He said Dave, just so we're clear. He didn't say, right, babe? Right, babe?
I know what I heard.
Right, babe?
All right, so I was going to ask you if this is an announced team from 1975.
Then right, babe?
Then he called him babe, and it's definitely 2024.
Right, babe? He said
yeah,
Dave.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
But as we soon, all heard, right,
soon,
babe?
As soon as you saw my head go up,
oh, for
you
sure.
knew what, because you thought the same thing.
I absolutely did. The first time I heard it, I'm like, did he just say right, babe, to his broadcast colleague? It turns out, no, he did not. He said right, Dave. I went back and listened to it like 9-11 times. To make sure I had that right.
Yeah, if you ever call me that, I'm talking to HR.
Right, babe? For the record, it's all I'm saying for the next 51 minutes and 15 seconds. Just say anything to me. I'm going to be, right, babe? Right, babe? Right, babe? Oh, for sure.
Urban Meyer is the greatest coach of all time.
But that wasn't the end of the texter said, he muffed it, babe. Nailed it. Nailed it. right, babe? Anyway, that's a great call. But that wasn't the only line of sadness.
Good call, babe.
Good call, babe. Touchdown, babe. Absolute touchdown, babe. That's just so freaking good, dude. It's an unnecessary amount of fun. And here's the problem I'm going to bump into, Lonzo. I'm going to be doing it the rest of the day. And I'm going to do it to any and everybody who talks to me. Hey, Rob, you want to grab a beer later? Sure do, babe.
You probably should be careful with that.
Nope.
That could get you in trouble at home.
Nope. Everybody's catching it today.
All right. Let's you and I go down the hall because I want to see you say
that. Bet. Don't. I don't have a problem with it because here's the thing. People are going to go, what the hell are they talking about? I'm going to go, hey, you got to listen to the Rob Brown Show podcast version only at thefanofstate.com.
I want you to say that to the boss.
I absolutely will, babe.
Okay.
No problem, babe.
All right. We'll see.
My favorite part is this evening. This evening is the ladies, lady friends, corporate, Christmas gathering. That's where I will need to stop.
You really had to reach for that, for the Christmas gathering thing.
Well, cause it's not really like, it's not their Christmas party. Cause they do like a company Christmas party where everybody's got to
actually like each other.
Right. There's the party where everybody goes and everybody's kind of on their suit and tie best behavior. And then there's the Christmas gathering, which is the people who like each other who are like, hey, psst, hey, babe, we're going to the good bar tonight, babe. We'll see you there, babe. Meet us at the good bar, babe. Jerry after the L. Is that all you can say, babe? That's all you got, Jerry? Do you know? I'm not a person, and I've said this many times on the show, and it's a lie. I'm not a person who takes joy in the sadness of other fan bases, unless that other fan base is super obnoxious and annoying. Not that every Cowboys fan is, but you know that Dallas fans, by and large, are obnoxious. Because if you know an individual Cowboy fan, they will tell you that their fan base is obnoxious. Like Cole Bryson will tell. Ask him today, are the Cowboys fans obnoxious? And he'll say yes. Guarantee it.
Yeah, but if he's doing that smiling thing. You don't know if he's messing or if he really...
No, he's smiling because he knows. The answer is yes. If we walk down after this show to the boss's office, who is a Cowboys fan, and I go, hey, babe, are Cowboys fans obnoxious?
You're not doing that. You're not doing that for a second. And it's so far-fetched that we're walking down there without being invited.
We might get an email today that says, hey, fellas, don't come see me in my office after the show. Hey, boys, don't come to the office. Texter said, I was just waiting for Jerry to say, babe. I'm sorry to whoever is going to get caught up in this today. But you can thank the Dallas radio crew.
You're not sorry about that at all.
Not even a little, babe. Not even a little. Anyway. I'd just like to genuinely thank Jerry Jones for the endless stream of entertainment that is the Dallas Cowboys this year. It's just chef's kiss. It's spectacular. It's constantly something new and fun and improved. And granted, like last night, a young guy getting his first real crack at it, made a mistake. That's all it came down to. Made a mistake. Granted, it was a gigantic mistake, but made a mistake. But it's not that a mistake got made. It was the mistake got made. The mistake that got made. It's football 101 caliber mistake. It is elementary school level of mistake that got made, which is just so fitting for this team. And it's the fact that once again, when Jerry comes out and has to talk, he says nothing at all. This is from a fan base that spent the offseason trying to tell us, this is it. Dem boys is back. And last night, I don't know of a better representation of who and what and exactly the Cowboys are more than Homer Simpson was their representation in the Simpsons game. I feel like that's all you need to know. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate. So Bryce Young's a dude. Bryce Young's a dude now. He's just a dude now. He's been playing good ball. He's been making consistent throws. Bryce Young is just a dude now. But there was an interesting question that was posed yesterday to Dave Canales. That question was, what would have happened if Andy Dalton never got into that minor car accident that injured his hand and made them shift back to Bryce Young? Would BY have gotten his chance to return? And here's how Canales answered that question. First off, you imagine hearing Andy Dalton hearing Dave Canales say, I was pulling for Andy Dalton at the time.
Well, I'm not surprised by anything he said, because he said Andy was the guy. And so I don't think that Bryce ever would have got back in.
I do. I think the question mark was always just going to be a matter of when. And then on top of that, you add to the fact, and this is the uncomfortable truth about the scenario, those last two games, Andy Dalton sucked. Not like kind of. Like, Andy Dalton was playing bad football. Like, just making bad decisions.
Right, so Bryce Young has come in and they've won every game.
Again, are they wins and losses as quarterback stats?
You're right, which is why Andy Dalton shouldn't be blamed. You started off blaming him at the beginning.
Okay, maybe
I misunderstood, babe.
Good job. Nice job. Well done. Approved. My name is Rob Brown, and I approve this message. There is a difference in separating a quarterback, as you should, from wins and losses as a QB stat, and gauging the quarterback's play as good or bad. We don't do it for any other position on the football field. We don't say, Saquon Barkley rushed for 124 yards, but the Eagles lost, so the Giants lost, or whoever he's playing for now, the Eagles lost, so therefore Saquon sucks, right? We don't do that. We don't say Derrick Henry only had 110 yards and three touchdowns, but they lost. The Ravens lost, therefore Derrick Henry sucks. We don't do that. We only do it for quarterbacks. You've got to separate that. But that doesn't mean that you can't look and go, that quarterback played poorly. Here's the reality. Sometimes a quarterback's going to play poorly, and the team's still going to win. And sometimes a quarterback's going to play out of his friggin' mind, and the team's still going to lose. It's not a quarterback stat. Andy Dalton was playing bad football, regardless of the results, even if the Panthers went 4-0 when he was the starter. He was playing bad football. If a quarterback goes out there and goes 10 of 30 with two interceptions, no touchdowns, and 110 yards, and the team wins anyway, you're not going to go, hey, that's great quarterback play. You're going to go, he sucked and we won anyway. Andy Dalton was playing bad football. The reality is BY was always going to come back in. Even if it was only to establish his value as either trade bait for the Panthers, as we think he's good enough to keep around as a backup, or, hey man, he kind of figured it out. And that's the one that it ended up coming true. Kind of figured it out. Dude is absolutely balling right now. The loss to the Philadelphia Eagles, a very close loss, a loss where the Panthers covered, a loss where the Panthers fought literally to the last play on the road against one of the two best teams in the NFC, and we're in the game. And if it wasn't for a Xavier Leggett drop, who I love, this is not turning on Xavier Leggett, just so we're clear. I am not Big E-ing Xavier Leggett. I refuse to do it. I love the guy. But he doesn't drop that football. Carolina wins that football game by a point. That's just a truth. It's a hard truth. But welcome to football, where hard truths must be told. BY is a dude now. And as much as you hate it happening to the guy, because I am an Andy Dalton fan as a dude, the dude everywhere he has been in his career has been nothing but a consummate professional. Nothing but a consummate professional. He has backed up when he was asked to back up. He has started when asked to start. He has been a teacher when asked to teach and a follower when asked to follow. He has been a consummate professional, and Andy Dalton deserves flowers for being a pro's pro. But that car accident was the best thing that's happened to the Carolina Panthers. That car accident was the best thing that's happened to the Panthers. It sucks. I don't like it. It makes me feel dirty and gross to say it. But that car accident is the best thing that's happened to the Carolina Panthers. Best thing in that, Andy Dalton wasn't seriously hurt. Thankfully, Andy Dalton wasn't seriously hurt. That would have been a tragic outcome. Andy Dalton had a little boo-boo, little bum, little ouchie. And it ended up leading to the shift back to Bryce Young. And it turned out that
a severe sprain of his thumb on his throwing hand. That's more than a little boo-boo.
I mean, compared to what could have happened.
I'm sure he'll take that sprain any day, even
hell
if it
yeah.
because his entire family is involved in the accident. The fact that he lost his starting job because of it, I'm sure he's okay with that.
No, I'm sure Andy Dalton is heartbroken about it, but that doesn't mean that it still wasn't the best thing to happen to the Carolina Panthers.
Bryce Young is playing better. He has not validated you in any way because they're not winning any games. And he's had the opportunity to win some games. Leggett did drop the ball, but it's because
that is the second week in a row where a ball in the end zone that could have, should have been a touchdown that would have won the game wasn't, because, not BY.
Bryce Young led him in a pass earlier that nearly got him killed.
Yes, it is Bryce Young's fault that Xavier Leggett dropped the football.
It's his fault
that he got
destroyed earlier on in the game. And so later on, he was in so much pain that he couldn't hang on to the ball. Yeah, that's definitely a Bryce thing.
You know that I love Xavier Leggett.
And Andy Dalton wouldn't have got him killed like that.
You know. Yes, because Andy Dalton wouldn't have got the ball to him, which is why this is the best thing that's happened to the Carolina Panthers this year. Mm-hmm. Andy Dalton was not playing good football when he got benched because of the injury. He just wasn't. Objectively, verifiably, was playing bad football. And then you make the switch to BY, and you are in it. Dude, they were 16-point underdogs, and Bryce Young hit the 1-7 directly in the middle that if XL hangs on, they win the game outright. It is the biggest upset in the NFL this year. If that ball just hits him between the number, or excuse me, if he hangs onto a ball that hit him between the numbers, that's just what it is. That's just what it is.
I feel bad for the rookie receiver that he's getting all this hate when he's a rookie receiver.
No one's hating on him. It is not hating on a guy to say if you. Yes, that is.
Sounds like, I mean, you know.
Is that not how you score a touchdown? Am I getting it wrong? Maybe I don't know ball anymore, but I feel like if he catches, they score. Is that wrong?
You still my guy, XL.
Dude, he's absolutely my guy. He is the only NFL player that has multiple clips on the soundboard that I can't have access to. But if I did, I'd play his clip right now.
Gronk has multiple on yours.
Okay, he's one of two players. Okay, Gronk's not an active player, though.
That's true. You're right on that one.
I know. I'm right about the other thing, too. Uh-huh. Andy Dalton was playing bad ball. He got benched.
He got benched because he got hurt.
He
probably would not have been benched.
Why?
And you can go the other way, but neither one of us know. And the way Canales was talking, I took that as Andy Dalton would have been playing the rest of the season.
Okay, then why is Andy Dalton not come back yet?
Is he recovered from the injury?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes, he's throwing balls at practice. Why is he not back starting yet?
He's not on questionable
nope.
or anything on the
he's been dressed out.
Looking at the report. So some
he's
other people
out.
Are dressed out and they don't play.
You can't answer the question. That's what it comes down to.
Neither can you.
Yes, I can. Because Bryce Young's playing good football and Andy Dalton was playing bad football. That's the answer.
And they're winning games.
It's not a quarterback stat. I'm gonna.
It's not for
slam
him.
Slam my head into the desk.
But it is for Andy Dalton.
It's not for anybody. Andy Dalton was playing bad football regardless of the wins and the losses. Regardless of wins and losses, he was playing bad football. Regardless of wins and losses, Bryce Young is objectively playing good football. You're being a hater right now, man.
You love your baby boy.
Does anybody else but me think Bryce Young's playing good football? Am I losing my damn mind?
I never said he wasn't playing good ball. I actually said he's playing better. I did say that. I did say that for
Not
sure.
Not better. Good football.
Well, no, he's playing better.
I feel like
But
I'm,
compared to where he was, anything's going to make him look great.
He's playing good. I would take Bryce Young in New Orleans yesterday.
Just about every quarterback in the league you would take.
Not the point. Not the point. Scott said, how is it being a hater to say XL should have caught that ball? We all get critiqued on job performance. Rookie or not, you're not above criticism. Yes. The NFL works on harsh realities. And the harsh reality is he's got to make catch.
You're right, Scott. That's what I was saying. He's a rookie receiver who dropped the ball. But you're blaming him and not blaming Bryce Young for anything that he did during the game.
Blaming that drop on Bryce Young is the definition of drinking
blaming,
the hatering.
Not blaming.
You literally drop. Just did.
I'm blaming the entire game. He's playing better, but they're not winning. I would be surprised if he's a quarterback next year for the Carolina Panthers.
I will bet you a year's salary right now he is week one starter next year.
You're not going to do that.
No,
I'm not going to take the bet.
$30. It's more realistic. All right. My flabbers are gasted currently by the take.
No, they're not.
My
This is not the first nor the last time. Well, it could be the last time. You never know. But more than likely not the last time that we disagree on something that makes you violent. You're throwing stuff.
Because of how objectively
And you can't see
because
you got sunglasses on, and I just about lost an eye.
The Rob Brown Show, The Fan Upstate. Texter says, hey, babe, Dallas sucks, babe. Hey, babe. The wife tonight is going to be like, stop calling me babe. Why are you calling me babe every sentence? Don't worry about it, babe. I don't know what to tell you, babe. It's just what we do in the sports world now, babe. Michael in Simpsonville texts the show, says that was not a difficult catch. That's the problem. The problem is I didn't need a superhero put the cape and the underoos on the outside. I just needed a catch, just a football catch. Texter said, as a South Carolina fan and being a Bengals fan, is XL the dude? I hate to even ask that question. I'm pulling for him, but it seems like he's had more mistakes than success this year. Just asking. I think it's fair to ask, but I also think it is fair, Mike, to say he's a rook. He's a rook. It is going to take some time. Now, here's why the question is fair to ask. The question is fair to ask because of Jonathan Mingo. The question is fair to ask because of, what's the kid's name? That's the LSU kid, whose name I've already forgotten since he's not on the roster anymore. The big tall guy. We kept waiting to be the red zone target. You know who I'm talking about. The guy whose name everybody messed up.
By the way,
I'm an idiot.
I usually would jump to your rescue as soon as I could, but I can't. I'm off today, so sorry.
Terrace Marshall Jr. TMJ.
Your guy. And that was your guy.
That
for
was
a
absolutely
long time.
My dog. Yeah. I thought that guy was gonna be a game changer. And he wasn't. I think it is fair. But I also think it is fair to point out that when you look at Mingo and TMJ, there's one more too. He was in the game last night for the Cowboys, babe. And I'm blanking on it, but there's been just since I've been here, like three or four. I don't want to say highly touted wide receivers, but like. Three or four receivers that I've been high on, Rashad Beard has been high on, guys that were like, oh, this guy's going to be an absolute dude, that weren't dudes. And so developing wide receivers has without a doubt been an issue over the years for the Carolina Panthers. And it is fair to ask the question, is that a franchise issue? Is this an issue with maybe XL is a freak athlete, but he's just struggling? I am going to say, I'm not writing the guy off, because while he has had some cases of the oopsie dropsies here and there, he's also made some catches. Like, the thing about XL coming to Carolina that I had concerns about, and again, this is one of those times where, yes, Rob Brown has to take off the fan of XL cap and put on the Rob knows ball and is an analyst cap. What I was worried about XL was not his mindset or anything like that. What I was worried about with XL was, at the college level, XL was just able to be a monster. Just be a dude. Just be a dog. Go up, get the ball, high point it, get over people, and make a catch. And at the NFL, he's another wide receiver. A good one. Got speed, got height, got hops. That's all well and good. But he's not, like, exceptional at any one of those things. He's a combination of all of them, right? Jack of all trades, master of none, I believe, is the full phrase, right? He's got height. He's got speed. He's got hops. But he's not the tallest guy. He's not the fastest guy. And he's not the hoppinest guy. He's got a little bit of everything. And you got to figure out how you mold that into your offense. And I do think to some degree, it is going to be Dave Canales having to figure out where XL fits in as much as XL figuring out how to play it at the highest level. And I think that that is important. But I think those types of things, those types of issues, those are things that either get ironed out over time, or a year or two from now, we're going to look and we're going to go, it's too bad that that guy didn't work out, because he was an absolute character and class act for the organization. We are, I think, all hoping that XL finds it, because he's impossible not to root for. He is one of those cats that if he played for the Atlanta Falcons, I'd still be rooting for him. Not the team, but for him. He's impossible not to root for. He and Keon Coleman are the two guys out of this draft that it is impossible to root against. Impossible to root against. There is one more guy that I am rooting for, and we haven't gotten to it yet. We get to it now. John Brooks is out for the year. Tore his ACL. Same ACL that he tore that wrecked his final year at the University of Texas. He is done for the season, shutting it down. He will be having surgery sometime in the next few days to A, evaluate just how much damage was done, and B, two, fingers crossed, repair that damage. It also means that John Brooks will likely miss at least the start of next year as well. Coming up on Thursday, we'll talk to Rashad Beard about exactly what this does, because Blackshear is also dinged up, and you're at the point now where how much can you lean on Chuba Hubbard? How much can you ask Chuba Hubbard to carry the ball? How many carries is too many before you risk running him down too? Because you are dangerously close to entering San Francisco 49er territory, where you're just pulling up generic create a player three off your practice roster to have a body to plug onto the depth chart. I am bummed for John Brooks, because John Brooks is a dude that I really think fits in well. I think he fits in very well into that offense. I think he fits in very well for exactly what it is that Dave Canales wants to do. I think it fits in very well for every aspect of what Carolina is building right now. By the way, these dudes are let me play you this clip real quick. This is J.C. Horn. And I really feel like, based on question and answers and in practice interviews and post-game pressers and all that I have heard other Panther players speak on, I think J.C. Horn is pretty reflective of the mentality of the guys in the room right now. Back to back to back to back to back to back years. Genuinely, I am getting the impression from, again, post-game press conferences, from seeing the emotion on the face of these dudes. First off, regardless of how we feel about the performance of Bryce Young, of Xavier Legette, of the defense, whatever, we can all agree.
J.C. Horn, are we sure he's going to be back? With all the injuries that he's had, I'm not so sure that they re-sign him.
I think they will. If for no other reason, then you're optimistic that he's able. And I mean, again, for the most part, I think this year has been kind of a year where if only on the injury front, he got hurt this year, this past weekend in a groin injury, but he said after the game, he really didn't think it was going to be anything that keeps him out for a while. Dave Canales said on Monday that he's day to day and that he checked out pretty good after the injury. It's really the first time he's had to miss. But on top of that, I think you hear a dude that can absolutely be kind of the Steve Smith of this team, right? Can be the leader, the center point, the focal point. And Carolina has, over the years, they've had very good success in having like one of those guys, a Luke Kuechly, a Greg Olsen, a Steve Smith. They have almost always had, and I do feel like this is kind of one of those things that you can point to over the past three or four seasons, and you can blame it on Matt Rhule. You can blame it on Frank Reich. You can blame it, honestly, probably mostly on Dave Tepper. But it has felt to me, Lonzo, like you went from an organization that for a very long time kind of always seemed to have one of those guys, like one of those clubhouse locker room vets, Dan Morgan back in his day, whatever, to a team that over the past couple of years has had the exact opposite. Has had a vacuum of leadership, probably since, what, Cam Newton left? It kind of felt like there's been a vacuum of leadership. There's been guys that you wanted to step into that role, Brian Burns, but then he gets shipped out of town. It's kind of felt like they've been a ship without a captain for some period of time. J.C. Horn strikes me as that guy that can kind of step into the role if he can stay healthy and can produce as he was producing up until this weekend. And again, he may not miss any time at all. We'll find out. But if he is producing consistently the way he's producing right now, I think J.C. Horn can be next in that slot. Him and Shaq on the defensive side of the ball. And honestly, Derek Brown, when he gets back healthy next year too, all three, you have one at each level on the offensive side of the ball. 3 weeks ago after the loss, Bryce Young, we all talked about the locker room speech, and you had dudes, one guy, I think it was JC, I don't remember, one of the guys said, Bryce Young's voice changed when he gave that speech. So that voice got deeper, and he sounded like a leader, right? And you can say what you want. Lonzo's going to laugh because he's a hater, and I get it. But I think my mom has what I call the telephone voice when she picks up the phone and she changes her voice to sound much more pleasant, right? She talks to you like this, but then she puts on the phone. She's like, hello, right? Call it telephone voice. There's the leadership voice, too. You're telling me right now that you don't have a manager that talks to you one way, but when it's time for a meeting, the voice changes. I do it when I cut promos, right? They said he kind of adopted that mentality and the boys bought in. I think there's something to it, and I think you're seeing it on the football field.
Now it's time to find out what's Xing and why. Rob Brown will tell you what it is.
I don't know that I can't go any. I'm trying to go deeper.
The first thing that's Xing Rob Brown, babe, is Jalen Hurts.
Oh, you had to make it so weird. Tell you why Jalen Hurts is trending. Well, tell me why I think Jalen Hurts is trending. We're a couple days removed from the Eagles nearly losing to the Carolina Panthers. Honestly, should have lost to the Carolina Panthers. XL catches that football. Carolina wins that football game. We're having a very different discussion this morning. The reason I think Jalen Hurts is trending is because people on the internet are starting to do a film breakdown. People on the internet are starting to go look. And Jalen Hurts and the Eagles, despite having one of the best records in the NFC right now, the pass game for Philly is trash right now, and he is getting cooked for it.
So you've missed the beef. You're going to have to look that up.
Yes, one of the, was it offensive or defensive linemen? One of the guys on the team.
It was a receiver.
I know A.J. Brown had a lot to say about the lack of efficiency in the passing attack, but one of the linemen was on a podcast, and he was ripping Jalen and A.J., ripping the entire pass offense, and then got cooked up for it. So he said yesterday, he's like, I have to go apologize. He's like, I made a mistake. I got emotional. And we've all done it. We've all gotten emotional and popped off at the mouth and said something we didn't mean and had to apologize, and I respect him being willing to go take that heat. But here's the thing. He's not wrong. Detroit beats Philly by 2 touchdowns right now because Philly can't throw the ball, and Detroit will bite their kneecaps.
All right, the next thing is Xing is Saturday night's main event.
Yeah, it's going to be a whale of a card that I suspect we will probably spend some time talking about when Fight Club with Lonzo rolls around on Thursday at 9:20 in the morning. But we've got title matches. We've got tag team matches. Like, it's setting up to be kind of, for what I kind of thought was going to be built up and turn into ultimately a bit of a throwaway PVE? PLE?
There you go. You got there.
I'll figure it out. You know, it's that PPV, PPL, PLP, PVE, whatever.
You're going to go PCP there for a second.
What I thought was going to be a throwaway card actually turned out to be pretty good.
Yes, and we don't know all the matches yet, but it is getting better and better.
How about Finn v. Gunther v. Damian? 2 friends of the show and Finn Balor in a match.
Who could be a friend of the show eventually? You never know.
I'm working on it.
Yeah, you never know.
Next time they come to town. Finn will be on the list. I want to talk to the prince.
Me too. I want to talk to the demon. The next thing that's Xing is the transfer portal.
Happy transfer portal day, by the way. The portal is officially open. Players that have said they were going to enter their name into the portal can now enter their name into the portal. It is now their opportunity to change teams. We will see tomorrow, I love you tomorrow, what that ends up looking like and what teams are the most impacted and affected moving forward. So stay tuned for that. Hey, have a great rest of your day. Thanks for being here. Don't drink and drive. I'll punch you in the face. Tell your friends about us because Lonzo and I are trying to get rich and famous without having to enter the transfer portal for it. All right? Y'all have a great rest of your day. We'll see you back here tomorrow to do it all over again, but better on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate, babe.